You're listening to the Sunday Replay on Phoenix FM, brought to you by Kirby's Coaches. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. To be one of them, call 01277 805 805.
Yes, it's your Sunday Replay with me, Bob Simpson, in association with Kirby's Coaches, and I'm very pleased to welcome the Buskin Boys. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. You're my first ever guest in the studio, so, I don't know, let's see if I can get it right. I've got to mix all your music, haven't I? You are Charles Dayborn, who
yes.
we know. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Bob.
Charles presents Scout Shout after me on a Sunday, and Sam Allen. Is it Sam or Samuel?
Sam.
All right, Sam, I've got to turn you up a bit. One minute. Hold on. Grab the microphone a bit closer. That's it. Lovely. So, can you tell us a bit about yourselves? Where did you meet? How did you get together musically? And sort of the history of the Buskin Boys?
Well, we were at school together, at St Martin's School. That's where we met in year seven.
Right.
And then we did some music. You were involved at the Hermit, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in a band at the Hermit, and we needed a singer, so I thought I'd get Charles in.
This was about year eight, so we were about...
Not very good.
You were little.
You were little lads
yeah.
back then, yeah.
What's that? You're about 12, weren't you? Something like that?
Yeah, 12, 13. So then we were in a band. I was sort of learning guitar. You were pretty damn good on guitar already.
No.
Too modest, probably.
Sam played the lead, I played rhythm guitar, and then we also had a bassist and a drummer, and then we did some gigs under the name of a band called Compression.
Okay.
It was down there. That went on for quite a while. Then we went off to university. I went off to Norwich and did art, and Sam...
I went off to Plymouth and did music.
Okay.
So then we've come back together to Brentwood to live with our parents because we can't afford, we haven't got jobs and we can't afford to live anywhere else. So we're back playing music again together.
Okay. So how long have you been together as the Buskin Boys?
Only a couple of weeks, really.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've heard some of your music on Facebook and you sound pretty damn good to me. So
you're
doing
much.
Well for a couple of weeks, blimey. So how would you describe your music to people?
I'll let you take that one because
it's kind of like folk, modern folky music, I'd say.
Okay, all right. Well, perhaps the best thing is if you give us a sample of it. Are you ready to play us something?
Yeah, we're going to play you The Bell of Belfast City first.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is by the Dubliners.
Yep.
So it's an oldie, but a goodie.
It's an old traditional one, isn't
it? Yeah, traditional Irish folk song.
Okay, guys, over to you.
She's the belle of Belfast City. She's a cordy 1, 2, 3. Please, will you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her. Are fighting for her, rapping on the door and ringing on a bell. Will she come out now? Who can tell? Out she comes as white as snow. Rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Oh, Jenny Murray says she will die. She doesn't get the fella with the roving eye. Tell me, ma, when I get home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb. That's alright when I get home. She's handsome, she's pretty. She's the belle of Belfast City. She's a cordy 1, 2, 3. Please, will you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the snow come travelling through the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie. She'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she gets home. Wind and the rolling eyes, have a money she loves still. Tell me ma, the girls alone. Pull my hair and stole my comb. That's alright when I get home. She's handsome, she's pretty. She's the belle of Belfast City. She's caught in 1, 2, 3. Please, will you tell me who is she? Fire
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Lovely. Hey, we need a crowd. We need an audience. Really. Yeah.
And there's a button you can press that make a pretend audience.
A pre-recorded audience. I've just been looking down your song list, and a lot of them I don't know, to be honest, because the sort of folk genre, if you like, isn't one of my... something that I know an awful lot about. But I do like the fact that you've included a song by Lady Gaga on there. What attracted you to that one?
Well, it's a recent song by Lady Gaga called You and I. It's a bit different from her normal club dancey songs. It's more of a folky American song about it's like a love story about how a guy from Nebraska, and it's more of a folky rock sort of song.
Okay, so it more fits in with the kind of music you normally play.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and I see you do a couple by Flogging Molly, who I was unfamiliar with, but I got on YouTube and had a listen, and I quite like it. I might get into that myself, actually.
Flogging Molly are great fun. Brilliant.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, they're really good live as well. They're really lively.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. Good stuff.
Brilliant. Okay, so what are you going to play for us next?
Well, you mentioned Lady Gaga, so we thought we'd give that one a go.
Okay, that'd be good. I'm terrified you're going to play the Mumford & Sons one, which isn't exactly Sunday afternoon material, unless you've got a clean version of it, have you?
We do have a clean version.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, well, maybe you can do that one in a while, but for now, it's the Lady Gaga one, is it? You said?
Yeah.
You and I. Okay.
Been a long time since I came around. It's been a long time, but I'm back in town. But this time I'm not leaving without you. It tastes like whiskey when you kiss me, oh. I'll give anything again to be your baby doll. But this time I'm not leaving without you. Said, sit back down where you belong, in the corner of my bar with your high heels on. Sit back down on the couch where we made love the first time, and you said to me, there's something about that place. Something about the lonely nights and my lipstick on your face. Something about my cool Nebraska guy, or something about baby you and I. It's been 2 years since I let you go. I could listen to a joke on a rock and roll. Muscle cars show the truck right through my heart. On my birthday, you sang me a heart of gold with a guitar strumming and no clothes on. But this time I'm not leaving without you. You said, sit back down where you belong, in the corner of my bar with your high heels on. Sit back down on the couch where we made love the first time, and you said to me, there's something about this place. There's something about the lonely nights and my lipstick on your face. Something about my cool Nebraska guy. Yeah, something about baby you. that in Nebraska and Jesus cried. Something, something, something about this place. Something about the lonely nights and my lipstick on your face. Something, something about my cool Nebraska guy. Oh, something about, baby, you and I. You, you and I. You, you and I. You, you and I. Oh, you and I. Oh, you and I. Oh, you and I. Since I came around, it's been a long time, but I'm back in town. And this time I'm not leaving without you.
Superb. I really enjoyed that. Thank you. Very, very
good. My voice
good.
Went a bit strange in one section. Oh, well, that's all right.
That'd be an outtake, wouldn't it, in the studio? But I think your voice is really good, actually.
Cheers, mate.
I like
Thank
it.
You.
You just had a little wobble there, didn't you? Never mind.
It happens.
I have lots of wobbles, especially after Christmas. So I've got to lose some of this weight. Anyway, just for our listeners, just to let you know who plays what, we've got Charles on vocals and guitar, and it's Sam on banjo. Why banjo, Sam? It's quite an unusual choice nowadays.
Yeah, I think when I first wanted a banjo, I was about 16 and listening to Hayseed Dixie, which do like bluegrass covers of like good modern-ish songs.
Okay.
So that's how I kind of got into the genre and banjos, first of all. And it's just such a like wonderful sound that comes out of it.
Absolutely,
it's
yeah.
It's such a nice tone.
I completely agree, and I remember watching The Royal Family a few years ago with old Jim Royal getting his banjo out, and you just want to be there and join in, and it's a lovely sound. Do you play anything else other than the banjo?
Yeah, I play guitar, bass guitar, mandolin, ukulele. I'm hoping to get a Mexican vihuela soon.
Whatever that is. What's one of them?
It's like one of those little guitars that they have in mariachi bands in Mexico.
Oh, I know, yeah. Brilliant. Well,
it's quite a musical genius.
Amazing.
I thought.
What about you, Charles? Do you play anything else other than the guitar?
I play a bit of piano, bit of drums. Mainly guitar, though.
I feel a bit overwhelmed by the talent here. I've always wanted to be musical, and I've always been useless, but never mind. Anyway, enough about me. What you got coming up next for us, then? What are you going to play
Well,
now?
You mentioned Little Lion Man earlier.
Yeah.
I quite want to play that one because it's kind of a modern song, but still in a folky old style. It's kind of like the old music sort of inspiring the new
sort
of thing.
And you've definitely cleaned it up, haven't you?
We have definitely cleaned it up.
Good. Okay.
One swear word. But the swear word, I think, adds to the song, but obviously I won't.
No.
I won't say it.
That's fine. Right, well, it's in your hands.
In your heart, weep, little lion man. You're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rape yourself. You've taken all the courage you have left. Learn from your mother, else you'll spend your days biting your own neck. It was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? woman. I know that you have seen it all before. Tremble, little lion man, you never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face. Your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Mother else, to spend your days biting your own neck. And it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
Fantastic. Love it. I love it. Really, really nice. So, I see you've recently played a couple of pub gigs. How did you actually get those gigs and how did they go?
Well, we walked into the pub with our guitar and banjo strapped around our necks and went up to the bar lady and said, "We're two local lads looking for some gigs. Can we play you a song and then possibly have us back in a later on for one evening?" And
that's a really brave thing to do. Yeah. That is, yeah. And so, the pub was crowded full of people, was it, when you did that?
Yeah. Well, not
some of them were.
Not when we went in during the day, but in the evening when we went back.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
really the brewery tap was absolutely rammed.
Right.
When we went in,
and I've seen a little bit of video on YouTube, and it seemed to go down quite well.
Yeah. Bit of Come On Eileen, and they were all sort of stumping along. Yeah, it's good fun.
Brilliant.
There was a football match on while we were playing, so it was sort of just above our heads, the TV screen. We were standing below it, and then I think it was like Barcelona, Real Madrid, and then one of them scored. We'd just finished the song, so we got a massive cheer, which is quite funny. Biggest cheer of the night.
Brilliant. So what's been your most favourite gig so far then? Apart from this one, of course.
Yeah. I quite enjoyed. We did some busking on Brentwood High Street.
Right.
The Christmas lights.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good, wasn't it? We got a fair bit of money thrown at us. It was quite fun. Bit of crowd gathered round. We had some Christmas hats on, didn't we? Yeah, that's good fun.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, well, I think you're very brave walking into a pub full of strangers and just... you were just sort of kind of walking about the crowd playing, weren't you?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, one more to take us up to the travel news, if you don't mind. And what have you got for us?
What do you want to do? Brown Eyed Girl, possibly?
That'd be great,
good for your show.
That's right, we are an oldie show after all, so that'd be brilliant. Okay, it's the Buskin Boys and Brown Eyed Boy in just a sec.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Brown Eyed, what am I talking about? I talk rubbish all the time, never mind. Brown Eyed Girl.
When the rains came down in the hollow, playing the new game, jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping and you, my brown eyed girl. Whatever happened to Tuesday and so-so? Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind the rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall. Brown-eyed girl, you, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-da-dee-da? That I'm all on my own. I saw you just the other day. My, how you have grown. I cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm just overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 da da da, just like that. Sha la 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 da da da, la da da. My brown eyed girl, you my brown eyed girl.
Brilliant, thanks guys. You've got one more for us, but just before then, any gigs coming up? What are your plans for the future?
Well, we are going to do some busking on the high street in the next week.
Excellent.
We're going to try and get lots of gigs in local pubs, but we've got a website. We haven't got any plan at the moment, but as soon as we do get something sorted, then it'll go up on there. And
excellent. Well, do you want to plug your website?
Yeah, it's facebook.com/thebuskingboys. And then we've got a few recordings of some songs on there. I'll try and put a recording of what we've done today.
Yeah, well,
up on the website.
I'll put this up on the Phoenix website. Yeah. And that'll be great. Okay, so you pub landlords out there, get in touch on Facebook. What about other hobbies? What do you do other than music?
Well, obviously I'm a radio presenter. Yep. On Phoenix FM, I do Scout Shout, so I'm quite involved with the Scouts.
Right.
What about you?
No, I just do music.
Wow, okay, all right. Well, that's pretty fantastic. I envy you. I've always wanted to have some talent in that direction for years, but I've no talent whatsoever musically. So it's nice to hear you. Anyway, what you got for us, your last one today?
This is Galway Girl or Galway?
Galway Girl.
Galway Girl, yeah. Okay. It's by Steve, it's off the film P.S. I Love You.
Okay.
It's like quite a romantic song about a girl from an Irish girl, Irish folk song.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, well, off you go. You're listening to The Busking Boys on Phoenix FM.
Took a stroll down the old long walk today. I met a pretty girl and we started to talk on a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do if her hair was black and her eyes are blue? Why knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the Sawhill Prom with a Galway girl. Halfway there when the rains came down today. AIA took me up to a flat downtown. Found soft AIA. Then I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? Or if her hair was black and her eyes were blue. Well, I took her hand and I gave it a twirl. Oh, well, I lost my heart to a girl.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks
today.
It's
Charles Dayborn and Samuel Allen, two local guys who together perform as the Buskin Boys. And if you want to hear more, you can search them out on Facebook, on their Facebook page. Just search for the Buskin Boys and you can hear some of their tracks on there. Thanks again. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah, definitely.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Good.